he came over and how he got into copper mining.
Well, I don't know when he come. I can't remember the years he come here, but here, any foreigner to come here got a job right away. And mostly, all the Italians, mostly were all timber bosses. I don't know why. And miners. First of all, Cousin Jack's, when they had two-man machine, all the Cousin Jack's were miners. But when they come to one machine, all the Cousin Jack's got off. Then they used to drill up here in these old mines. They used to go down, I got some pictures I'll show you after. They mine different than what they call the, that's the conglomerate, that's the old line. And over here is what they call the midline. Different vein altogether. See, our slopes were kind of flat. Over here they were steep, old, like the dirt used to come right down. So then, but then were copper mines.
Now which ones are you talking about?
The conglomerates.
The conglomerate.
They were copper all over. And every they used to only take stopes, what they call stopes, you know, go up the pitch of the vein. You only could take them 100 feet at a time, because they couldn't hold them up. And they never bust the hanging. You once bust the hanging, you know, that's above the vein, it caved in right away. And you had to timber that all up with big timber these having years ago.
Now, how did your father find, did he ever talk about copper mining, you know? What did he think of it?
Well, they, you know, they come from old country, they were darn glad to have a job. They were darn glad. That's all there was here in Rimelton. All Italians and Austrians, and I met some friends too, not too many though. But we got along just like our family, a whole bunch. But he was a miner all his years. And my relatives too, they were all in, well, anybody that came from old country got a job.
Yeah.
Anybody. And the young lads, they got a job, oh my God.
Now, did he? How did he find out about, you know, the possibility of jobs and so
well,
on over here?
One of his brothers used to live here in Ramelton too. Come over first, and how he got, I don't know, but then he got him over. Then he got a job. Then he got my mother. You see, they went married. He got his my mother here, and then he got married and settled here. That's where all done. The men come first, and then some were married, all right, but mostly the women used to work. Every house had boarders. There wasn't enough, you know, room for everybody. This place was, oh my God, lots of people. Just, I think, Calumet Township alone, if I'm mistaken, was around 50,000 people. But there were lots of mines and lots of work.
Yeah.
Work was still, well, when I started, I got $2 a day. And at that time, that was mine.
Now, just to go back to the old days there, there were a lot of, I've run across a lot of Broccos. There's Bernard Brocco in the bakery, and there's a Carlo Brocco. Were they all related?
No,
they were
none of them. They must have been distant cousins or something, but we didn't even call them related.
But they didn't, you wouldn't interact with their families or anything?
Okay. Like the baker shop up there. Where
yeah, just another person.
There's a lot of Broccos who are related here. And my dad had brothers in the coal mines too and out west. But the two stuck here. Like my mother had her brothers here too, they worked in the mines.
Now, could you get into how you got into mining, or got into the mines?
Well, like I told you before, my buddies all went to work. And on surface here, there was job, but I peddled bread for about 2 months for $15 a month for Marta Baker here, an Italian baker in Loyum. Well then, $15 a month, I went down the mine, I got $2 a day, was more. At that time, they had drill boys, had puffer boys, all for a young lads to work.
So what kind of work would that be? So drill boy, puffer boy?
Well, drill boy, the miners used to throw the drills on the stove and it was up to the drill boy to pick them all up and stack them. At that time, they didn't have bits. They had to send up all the rods, starters, 4, 5, 6, 8, take them all up. They had a shop uptown up by the school up there. They used to sharpen them. Every day they used to come up and take them down sharp again. That was a real good job to keep them on the rack, and when the miners throw them down, you pick them up. And then they had, like I started off as a puffer boy, that's all you were allowed to do, stay on the level. They never let you go up and stop. Run that puffer, that's all.
What was the puffer?
Hoist them timbers up in the stroke. Had a big drum on it, all by air. They run by air. Uh-huh. And they had the hemp rope on it. Four rope block, and they sort of tread the blocks, pull up the logs right in place, and used to be, yes, 4 or 5 men in the gang. 2 on the level, and the rest up in the stokes. And they had a timber, they used to timber them up. The mills were about 6 feet wide, and they had chutes. And they used to go up about the, and the stokes were 100 feet long and 100 feet wide. Every level was 100 feet apart. They never keep them open. And the shaft, they had 3 timber gangs in the shaft to keep it up because it was so heavy. It was real heavy. Not much air blaster. It was safe to work. Mm-hmm. But at that time, there was no safety or nothing in the mines. Every day, you see somebody get killed or hurt. Every day. And like I say, the miners, they used to drill 5-6 holes on it. But they used to drill across their breasts, what they call it, you know. They rig up with a post, ejaculate. But these were big posts, they had whatever, they went 8 feet, whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. They jack them up, and they drill maybe 5-6 holes, and that used to rip way ahead. Only had about 5-6 miners on the ship. Of course, the mines were deep when I started. Like number 7 here was 83 level, that's over 8,000 feet. Mm. And all single shafts, a conglomerate. They only had 2 double shafts. The rest were all single shafts, one skip. If they hoisted 40, 45 skips a day, they thought it was good. And they were running all day, it takes so long to go up and down. Mm-hmm. But they used to travel just the same.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, which shaft did you work at, did you start out at?
Number 7 Hecla. I was there summer 7 Hecla, then they needed a timber boss. I worked in the shaft, I was roller fixer. They needed a timber boss. I was only 21 years old, and my dad gave me a heck taking the job, you know, dangerous, skip up and down, no place to get out of rubber between the timbers. So then they needed the captain used to live in this house right here, and he was a single lad. He used to have boxing in the old office over here, the glove and the mat. We used to go there and box. With him. And he's the one that made me go boss. He said, we'll show you how, and he didn't know nothing about it. So I took him, that's when I kept him right at the end.
Now, how did you learn to be a timber boss? I mean,
well, with the men that was there, see, the men. They needed a boss, somebody to lead. Nobody wanted to take the job.
Oh, I see.
They didn't want to take somebody to lead. And I was lucky, I had a couple of old timers with me. And the end, we were called any place to go around, you know. That young fellas, a couple of old timers were. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, was that dangerous work?
Well, you could say, yeah, it was. The only part that was dangerous is that skip running up and down, you know. You only had a little spot to get between the timbers to get out at that time. There were no laterals. But then when the bunch got safe, then we had laterals. Then we got lots of room to get out.
Now, these would be ladders on the side of the shaft?
Yeah, you know, right through the pipeline and everything. And we had no electric lights or nothing down the bottom. No electric bell, had a big cord you pull with a big lever. Something that put 2 men on it. Timber used to squeeze and push. They were really heavy place to work.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it was safe. No air blast like on Leaperman. No air blast. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Once in a while, but not much. Yeah.
Now, what would an air blast do?
Oh, my God. It should blow up the bottom. That's the pressure. It builds so much pressure and you blow everything up. Then you take like on meat, they used to blow off the breast. I don't know what they call it. They tried from tech, used to come down or some big shots, you know. See what makes it. They figured the pressure again, you know. Pressure.
So the pressure would pop the earth up, push it up?
Oh, break it. You'd be surprised what it used to do.
Now what would happen to the men if they were in there?
Oh, it's gone, that's all.
Oh, so this would push right.
Oh.
I mean, the whole thing would
like
push.
Like we used together. To get them in the conglomerate, we used to get them in the shaft all the time. And blow that track, everything right up. Boom, boom. bend the rails everything in one spot. Terrible. But otherwise, nice and warm, no cold, all downdraft, updraft, I mean.
Yeah. Now, how many, or how deep was this, this shaft, or which one were you talking about?
The one over here, number seven.
Number seven, and that was what?
That was 83. They worked from 83 up, but they sunk it to 95. That's all drifted out now. Not a stroke out of there. And what they had intention at that time, we made a drift from Rejagat Shaft right to number 12 Hecla over here. Made a big drift, and they had the surface gang come down and put the track in, and had a big electric motor, and then up on behind on 80 level, they had a hoist, a nice electric hoist, and the skip, and you had the cars down there. And they started to drift, all that drift, and that rock come up and hoisted Rejagat Shaft. They had these side dump cars.
Mm-hmm.
They were going a good bit, but there's no more ventilation down there. They couldn't, you know, go no place else. But copper, oh, lots of copper down there. But hot, it's all ventilated. You know, these big canvas office, it's all going down.
Now that was at what level that this was at?
Below the 83, the sunk to 95.
Oh, and they did work not down.
Oh, they drifted. Oh, there's miles of drift down there. Just not stoked and just drifts.
Now, what do you mean by drifting? Could you explain that?
Well, yeah. See, when you drift, when you go down, that's what costs money, is drifting. When you go down, well, when they used to sink before, they used to go down maybe 2 or 3 lifts at a time. Then they'd go in, then it starts to open. The drift, I don't know if I got some pictures here. Pictures.
So the company would, if anybody took pictures, the company?
Oh, yeah, these are all taken by the company.
Mm-hmm.
I got some here. Did you ever remember when the divers were here?
Oh, I heard about them, yes.
Well, here's where it was. Here was one of them divers, right there.
Now, why did they bring the divers in?
Well, that's a long. They wanted to go down, open these mines here, and it was full of water. See, these mines 13 and that's shoulder 6, they were closed for a long time. Even the headpiece was taken. It's all new headpiece in the 50s they put them up.
Oh, I see.
And so, number 5 Tamarack, I don't know if you know what it is, on the road to the cemetery, the building is still there.
Yeah.
They make vaults there now. That's a 5 compartment, I think it is. Yeah, 5 compartment. And that's where they dewatered as far as, I think it was 1,500. Then from there they blocked that, and they put a pump room in there. I got pictures of the pump room here.
Mm.
Some small ones up here. I got pictures of the pump room. Now here's underground number 6 Osceola. That's an old pump room. We had to clean out after the water got past that.
Now is this a seal here?
That's the bed of the old pumps.
The old pumps.
The bed of the old pumps. This is this mine here. Now see the drifts go in this way. You go down, drift in both sides, north and south.
Mm-hmm.
And south is that way, north this way.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, we're putting a new plat here, a level like you know.
Mm-hmm.
See here, here's our long, what they call levelers. Then you put that up. And then.
Now was this a skip running down here?
That's the man car right here now, see? That's
uh-huh.
The man car right there. I'm right here. That's me right there.
Oh.
And these is the timber gang, see? They're
uh-huh.
putting it in. See? Here's the way they put them in this way, see?
Uh-huh.
And I'll show you here which way they dump in the skip. Well, here's the way that... This is number 6 last shoulder. This is the way the shaft looks.
This is looking down?
Yeah, that's 38 degrees. That's what the shafts are. See the roller here where the big rope used to ride on?
Mm-hmm.
There's the pump room when we were constructed. That's number 5 of Tamarack. We used to have 4 pumps on the level there. And we had submergible pumps going down. Oh, I don't know how far down. Must have been
4,000 or 5,000 feet below that. They used to pump into four different pumps here. And from there they used to pump the surface. Here it is when it was complete.
Mm. Now how much water would they say take out in a day or an hour?
Well, the submersible pumps pump 15,000 gallons a minute. Ooh, they were long things. And they were right in the water. Here it is. Here's the pump they used to pump into. Mm. Here you can see more of them. There was four or five on a level up there.
Mm. And these would be going round the clock.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here's another one. You can see all the pumps. Mm-hmm. Just the submergible used to go down. They pumped it down so far, and then they kept these pumps here, and they kept one pump there, and then the rest, we come over here in 13 and put them down on the incline. Mm. And when they got down, they stopped pumping there. The water was as far as 24th level here. That's about 2,400 feet on the incline. And from there, they wanted to put the pumps in there. So there was a valve here. I'll show you the valve. We got a valve here. There's they're supposed to open it. Here it is right here. That's what the divers were supposed to go down and open this valve on the 28th level.
Oh.
They're supposed to open the valve and leave this water come out here so we could get below more. But they couldn't make it.
Because they had to go down, what, 800 feet?
No. Well, let's see, from 24 to 28. Yeah, about 500, 600 feet, 700 feet, yeah, something like that. There's me, there's the big shot there, trying to open the valve.
So what did they finally do then? They finally got the water out.
Yeah.
And then you went down.
But the divers, couldn't make it go. These here divers here, that I showed you that picture, yeah. He was the one that mixed for Mackinac Bridge.
This guy.
Yeah, two of them from Mackinac Bridge. And they had their own men with them, you know, to talk to them all the time. Uh-huh. We were down there with them, but we're on a level above.
Uh-huh.
These are all the timber gangs here. The other one's down the bottom, they had a big box with your life rafts and the hoses.
Yeah,
that's the valve they were supposed to open. I'll tell you another thing what happened over here in this mine here. There's all the big shots, the board of directors and everything.
Oh.
They just come up from this mine that day, and then they were walking, they were in, you know, they were walking over, and they had a bunch of electricians from Milwaukee, that's all electric hoist from what, General Electric or something, and they had both skips on them, and they were testing them, and they were going like hell, and one the south skip got up in the dump, and one of them guys said, a little bit more, and Vic Giovannini, an Italian, he was on a hoist, he said, I'm up in the catchers, give it a little bit more. He gave it a little bit more and he pulled the skip right out of the socket. And that thing went down. And I happened to look and I said, something go back down. And I went in and told this guy, I said, he was the captain. I said, the skip went down without the rope. No, you bet. You should have heard the noise it made. The end of the rope and the socket went right through the bloody rock house.
Oh my word.
And then there was a timber gang supposed to go down that night. He worked there, same place where he worked day shift. I wouldn't let him go down. So this guy here, where is he now? This guy here, Coley, he was the manager of all the mines.
Hmm.
He come up to me and said, ain't they going down? I said, not while they're playing with that hoist, not the way they're running the hoist. And when that happened, he come up and he said, Tony, he said, you were right. I said, I knew, I could see the way they were traveling.
Hmm.
If we were down there, they'd work right where we found the skip. Yeah, there's a... I got a lot of these. I had nicer ones than these. But you show them on, pretty soon they're gone.
Yeah.
Here's what on the level now. The drifts are going both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's one in the stope. That's a pillar what they used to leave in these mines here.
Mm-hmm.
Going up, instead of put timber, they usually pillars.
Just leaving there.
Yeah.
Now
here. Here's one with the skip full. That's the first skip they took off from this mine here.
So this is the way it would look when it's coming up with ore.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, how many tons would be?
Nine tons.
Nine tons.
Now we had 9-ton cars on it.
So these, they would bring up 45 of these a day.
Over here, Singleton. Over here, we had two skips.
Oh, I see.
If you had the dirt, there over 100. Oh, that used to fly. Of course, they weren't so deep either.
Yeah. Now, how fast would these be moving?
I don't know, but so much a minute. I forget what they were, but they used to travel. It's all about the pumps.
Now, these look like they were private photographs.
Yeah, these are taken on surface, though, I guess. Yeah, I found them in the old dry house, the earthquake.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when we cleaned up the bloody place.
Yeah.
Now, here's where them drivers were supposed to go that day. Way in there. There's that same guy, the captain. And here's me.
Oh, my.
They were walking way in there to open that bloody house. But then, after they didn't make it, they got a bunch of sailors here from the Navy. Didn't cost them nothing, then just board them, you know. They didn't have to pay them nothing, but these guys here, they paid plenty.
But they still didn't get it open.
No. Well, when the Navy went down, they had a captain with them, wherever he's the high guy, you know. They were on the bottom deck, and we're on the top deck. We used to help them with, what's it called? And they used to talk to them all the time. They were only allowed down there 25 minutes. And then they had to start to come up again. Because as the cage was coming up, the engineer would stop, they decompress. You know?
Oh.
And then when they're about 50 feet out, then it was there for an hour. They'd decompress them.
Oh my.
And the young fellows were down there. He said, no, we're printing about where the turn is. They had light, but they stirred it up, see? We make it. And the captain, oh no, you got to come. He's begging like hell for them to come. It's time to come up. And when they went down, they were in the top seat in the man car. And when they went down, they're in the top. When they went down, when they come up, they were in the bottom, where their box was in. As they were coming up, we were pulling up the lifeline with them, you know.
Mm.
So you wouldn't know, it'd be slow.
Yeah.
That was that project. I don't know. Oh, I had better pictures than that.
What's this one? Now, was this up on the surface, or?
No, that's underground. We're cleaning up for pumping for number 6.
Mm-hmm.
Osceola. That's another one down. That's tore down now.
Now, how did the, what was the, like, the ranking in the mine? Who was, like, on the lowest level in terms of the miners, the people working there, the trammers?
No, what do you mean?
You know, in the mine, you had different jobs. You had, like, trammers and miners and timbermen and so on.
The miners were on contract at years ago, but not on the end. You used to pay for your own power, so you know, they used to take easy. But the timbermen, years ago, they weren't contract. On the end, used to be 3 men and contract. You get so much a log every time they put them up.
Oh.
If it was a 10-foot log, 12, 14, the longer the log, the more they got. Then if they went in the old stope, if one fell out in the old stope, they'd get paid for that, but they were told not to bother them because it's dangerous, all these caves in.
Mm.
They wouldn't stay up. Yeah, you used to see the timber they used around here, on the moment. But must have paid, copper was 8-9 cents a pound.
Yeah.
And men, oh my God. The man card go down, it'd take maybe 5-10 minutes to get to place. And you used to have 2-3 cage loads go down there.
Now, like, how many men would be working, like, in the Osceola 13 shaft?
Well, in the end there, we used to have about, I don't know, let's say 8-9 miners only. You know, many miners, no timbermen. We used to have a supply gang, that's all in the afternoon shift. Hmm. Then they'd have a trammer, one man alone tramming. They had motors them days. Over the old mine here, we had engines to pull the cars out, but here they had motors. And they had these big cars. They had maybe 4 or 5 levels working, I guess. Yeah, one man on each side. That's all.
Now, how about the old mine? How many men would be in
two
that?
Two men trammers all the time. Always two.
Two trammers.
Yeah, but they had smaller cars. They used to have 2 5-ton cars here. We had 1 9-ton car. And in fact, they're out in the field out there yet.
Hmm. Now, how did the now, what nationalities? You said there are a lot of Austrians and Italians, a few Finns around here.
Yeah.
Like in the mine, what nationalities? Like when you first started working the mine, nationalities were?
All mixed.
They were all mixed.
All mixed. Mostly at the end there was Italians and Austrians, miners. And timber gang, the bosses, they were printing all Italians. I don't know why. Printing all Italians. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, did you ever get into or find out where they were getting the timber? Did they ever deal with Italian timber companies?
I wouldn't know because they would just come in loads of men. They're trucking, you know.
I don't know. Now, were the timbers, they were just raw timber? They didn't cut them or shape them or anything?
Oh, no, they're just straight timbers.
Just straight timbers.
The branches often. People used to go over even take the bark off in, you know, hemlock, uh-huh, and burn it.
Oh.
You know, we'll just get, then they stack them certain place, 10 foot here, 12 foot, 14, 16, even had 5, 20 feet. And in the shaft, where the shaft was, all these mines here, not these mines are solid. But over there, the shaft, you used to have 18 by 18 square timber. You put them like this, behind, you should call them divider, then in front, two legs, 14 by 14, and a wall plate across, 3 feet apart all the way down. You put them up, you work out over them, maybe 5-6 months, you'd have to change them all again. So heavy.
Oh, so it was a constant, constant process, then, yeah. Timbers coming, old ones coming out, new ones going in.
Yeah. All the time. That's why they had three gangs.
Three gangs?
Two gangs, day shift and one night shift. Each one had their circumstances. Spot to take care of. Then we had one big boss, used to go through every day and check. Then weekends, we'd all work weekends. We used to work 6-7 days, then you'd go night shift, you'd work Saturday night, Sunday, always weekend. And then when you come day shift, you used to work overtime, Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, to pull the timber down for the stopes. Then Wednesday and Thursday, the other gang would. Mm. Used to get 15, 20, 20 shifts every payday, timber gangs. And then, work Sundays, every Sunday, Saturday nights.
So when would you have off?
Nothing. And you had to keep your job with the men looking for work all the time.
Yeah.
But nobody pushed you, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody pushed you.
Mm-hmm.
Long you done your work. Like a timber gang, 5-6 men in the shaft, there was always 7-8 men used to work lots of different places. You had your timber boss right with you. But if you had a good gang, it ain't like now, you can't get to work now.
Mm-hmm. Now, are there many miners living in the area? People that
right now?
Yeah.
I had a lot of arguments with different ones. Now, if they had to start here, they could nobody. You see, when we went to work, these old-timers were in the mine already. They broke you in. Mm. Who have they got now to break in? All the old-timers are gone. They're gone.
So you'd have to import miners.
Yes, huh. Like me now, I'm the only one that I can remember. Me and this ship captain that are living, they're working the conglomerate. Where the heck is he?
The one that's winning.
We're the only ones around there left that I can remember. That worked in the whole mine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not many of them. In fact, when this place closed down, there was I'd say 10, 12 of us went to, one of the bosses here went down in Ishman, what the hell was the town? Well, anyway, it was the, what the name of the mine again? Inland Steel it was anyhow, but the building
Republic?
Used to be, huh?
Republic?
No. It's before you come, before you turn into Goishman.
Champion?
No. Farther down than Champion. It's a little town outside the mine. The Morris Mine, that's where I work.
Morris
Mine. That's what's it called now? I guess that's an old foundry or something there now. But the mine used to belong to Inland Steel. This year used to belong to Cleveland Clift. And so we went there, Howard McLeod, he used to be in, up here bossing, he got a job down there and he wanted miners in the sinks, drifts over there in the Morris mine. That's where a bunch of us went down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the only one left, me and Johnny Masolier, out of about 12, 14 of us that were down there. Us two are the only one left out of that bunch.
Mm. Now, would that be common, like when things slowed down here then, somebody would get a job, like a boss or something, would get a job someplace and then would take a bunch of men from here?
Sure, sure. Here, when these mines were closing down here, there's a guy come from Arizona here. He pulled lots of them out of there. And they wanted me to go in the worst way. You had to be a timber boss to be a ship boss down there. I didn't want to go. I said, no, I didn't want to go. So I had an uncle in Riverside, California, my mother's brother. Come on down, take Ma down. Well, I finally got this job in Michigan, he told me.
Oh.
So I went there. So I was there 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't like them ones. They were wet and straight up.
Were they more dangerous to work?
No. They weren't dangerous. All the while I was there, there was only one guy got killed there. It was his own fault, too. I didn't even know he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You see the iron ore, you drill that with big augers.
You know, view their life in the mine and so on. Was it seen as a dangerous job or just a job?
No, just a job. It wasn't too bad. If you watch yourself, and you first thing you go down, you had to buy your loose, you know. And that's the first thing you had to do when you get up to their breast in the skull. Buy the loose. And if you didn't buy it, the boss would give you an hour. He'd see it, he'd stop you right away. If your hoses were in the road, your air hose and that, you know. He'd make you take your hoses off and bar the loose. Oh, and the stoves. What used to get killed mostly in the bloody, in the shaft. Keep running up and down.
Oh. Because this had come flying by.
Oh, I guess you couldn't even see it. You couldn't hear it coming. You'd time yourself. We used to drill in the shaft with a hammer jack. Two men, one man watching, timing it. And he'd give you maybe a minute or two to take your hose and get out. And then the skipper would go by him.
Oh, my word.
So that's what it was. Until one day, over number 6, sector 3 got killed. But the skip, and that was it. No drill no more. But there was no safety then years ago. No, there was none, no place for them here. Safety men used to come down all the time. Yeah, it was safe then. When they done that, it was all right.
But before that, it was just every man for himself.
That's right. But everybody was satisfied, you know. They got a job, and oh my God. Not like now. You go outside now, you don't even know your neighbors. They won't talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, you see the Finns, Italians, all together.
Mm-hmm.
Then my Italians, in summertime, with bocce ball, you know what bocce ball is.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be in that field over here, playing bocce ball. Every house burner had borders. Oh, just good times then.
Yeah. Now, how many people would say live in Rambletown here back then when it was?
Oh, I don't know. There's a lot of houses down now too. Yeah. They were all full. Everyone full. You see, the company's doing all the houses around here. Like this house. This used to be a company house. When I first moved in here and I first married, I lived up Middle Street there. I moved in here. We had steam from the company yet. Because they only had the boiler house back here. And used to have steam hoists all over. They didn't have no electric hoist then. So then, I don't know how many people live. They're all full anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Every house. Mm-hmm. 4 or 5 boarders. Of course, the Italian take Italian boarders, and the Austrians take Austrians, the Finns take Finns. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, otherwise, they'd be all sitting on the porch or together. We got along, just like a family.
Mm-hmm. So there wasn't a lot of tension between
Never lock your doors. Never lock your doors. Day or nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody bother you.
Mm-hmm.
Thing like now, you go out, you gotta lock right away.
Now, when did you start noticing things beginning to, you know, the population beginning to decline, things sort of slowing down?
I can tell you that one right, 1913. When we had that big strike here. And I don't know if you remember. Mm-hmm. Had the big strike here. They had the whole National Guard, the Michigan National Guard up here. They were up here in the old army field. That army burnt down. I'm not where the other one is now. Had them in. They used to parade all the time. And some of these Italians, they used to go around and shooting, you know. I don't believe nobody got killed. I was only 10 years old then. But that's the time. A lot of them couldn't get their job no more. Those big strikers wouldn't get their job no more. So they started to move out, and since then on, that's what happened. Right in the 1913 strike.
So you could sort of just feel there was things were on the decline.
No, that time on, copper country. I won't say what the heck, but you know, it wasn't like it was before.
Yeah. And then by the time you got into mining, were things?
Oh, it was all right yet then, you know.
Yeah. But it wasn't. What were they doing then? Expanding and putting in additional shafts, or were they just taking out what was there?
No, they didn't. No. Well, yeah, they did make a couple of shafts. There's a. They got now Kingston over there. That's a new shaft. Alloway's a new shaft. Iroquois was a new shaft. They were supposed to be big mines, but they didn't come out what they were supposed to be for copper. Mm-hmm.
So they had plans then?
Yeah, oh yeah, they had plans, oh yeah. And then they had, like when they opened these again, you know, in the 50s.
Oh, so this was an old shaft, then it was closed.
Oh yeah, they closed.
This was what the
Osceola. All the buildings were torn down. These are all new buildings in the 50s. I don't know what you call these, the megawatts, you know. Then like Osceola back there, that used to be another mining company, Osceola Mining Company, Tamarack Mining Company, Wolverine Mining Company. Meek belonged to a different company, but then this one gobbled everything up. Yeah.
Now how did the people view the company, CNH? Were they happy with the company, or?
Not all of them.
Didn't care?
No, not all of them. They used to all the time holler. McNaughton was the one that made them eat potato pins from that strike. And he come in here from Iron Mountain or some bloody place. He come in here sometime when he come in here. No, he wasn't well liked.
So they kind of blamed him for the trouble.
You see, before that strike, they were working 12-hour shifts. And after the strike, when they come to 8-hour shifts, people didn't just see each other in 12 hours, you know, one would go down, one come up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they were striking for that time. And then after that Italian office, Italian Hala, then the people were against all those scab. They figured the scab, they call them, you're working. They figured it was them that hollered up fire, you know, which it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't prove it.
Yeah. Do you think they'll ever reopen any of these?
I don't. I don't know. Not in my time.
Mm-hmm.
Not like this mine here. This one, this is a solid one. Oh, it's a good place to work. It's cold, down draft. It's cold. But that other one, 6, that'll never work. I bet that's getting enough tight already. But this one, see, there was this one. This one was called 13. There was one up here. Not too far up, you're called 14. Then there was 15. 16 was where the old hospital used to be. Then there was 17 and 18. There are mines all over the booming place. One time they're all gone. But every time the copper used to slack, these ones are the first ones to go. Not them. Them kept going all the time.
Oh.
The conglomerate kept going all the time.
Then what would happen to the men?
Well, they'd place them in the old mines.
Oh.
Well, they used to place them in the old mines.
So I guess there was a fear by the company that the men would leave, the miners and with the expertise might leave.
Oh yeah, sure.
And then you wouldn't have any of those men.
But the ones who come from Old Country, they were the ones, you know, they were afraid that they would say nothing, make them do anything. Just give them a shovel, a trammer, they'd go to it.
Now, did the trammers ever work up into being timbermen and miners? And did that ever happen?
Well, miners, yeah. I don't think timbermen. I don't think timbermen. I can't remember that. But for miners, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So now, how many types of people did you have in the mine? You had the miner, the trammer, the timberman, and then the young boys working.
Drill boy, pipeman. There's a pipeman in the mine, too. Pumpman. There was no pumps in every mine.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were connected. You're now 13 or number 7 Hecla over here. They had pump on 12th level, 24, 36, and 48. Pump all the water up. They had to keep pumping. And like over here, when we started work, that's what was killing us over here. That we had nobody to help us to pay for the pump. We had to pump our own. You know, just the one shaft, 13. But like when the rest were all going, at least one used to, you know, take from each pot.
Mm-hmm.
Make it go.
Now, when they closed these mines, you said a lot of them were interconnected.
Yeah.
When they closed them, did they seal the mines off, each one?
No.
Or are they all connected now?
All connected, yeah. If you start to dewater now, say you want to dewater from over here, drop the pumps here, or in the number 5 tamarack. I don't know if you can go down number 5 anymore. But you pump that, you'll dewater them all.
You'd be draining them all out.
All up, yeah.
So in order to say if they did want to start mining, they'd have to drain everything.
And I doubt if they'd have permission to pump that water out again.
Oh.
Because, you know, there's a pollution on
Yeah.
Because when they pumped number 5 tamarack off, they run right in the lake, it did, you know. And that water's been down a long time.
Yeah.
Methane gas, we never run across much methane, and all the while we were, you know, mining. Of course, mm-hmm. We used to have safety lamps with us all the time.
Oh.
Oh, all the time, safety lamps. In fact, when we had a fire in Rejected Shaft one time. Number 2 calumet, no, number 4 calumet. Used to lower the timber down that mine, and it connected with the Red Jacket Shaft, that big one. So that's where they used to lower the timber down. They had a regular place on the bottom there, and that was all full of bark and everything, you know, from shifting the timber on. And they blamed it on the cigarette that time.
Oh.
So when we went there, we used to go down. We had a fire hose right from the surface, go right down. And five of us, I guess, with the old-time mass yet, you know. And we used to watch the one who had the least time on it. We used to go by his clock to get the hell out. Hour and a half. That's all you had time to stay. We'd go down and hold the hose, and you could see the fire, but you couldn't get too close. It was so hot. You just squirt on a rock, and it makes steam.
Oh my!
It was so hot. There's one man left down there. They never did find him.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I fell a couple. Thumped me. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, here's them old time posts.
Mm-hmm.
And I got some jacklegs in this one. All my best pictures are gone from here.
So they would go and give you these pictures as when you work there? Yeah.
Oh, sure. You should get them all the time. I had lots of them. But like these were left in the dry over here.
Mm-hmm.
We were cleaned it up. On the end there, I had a. When we. Before when they started hoisting here and that, I had a gang that go out and pick up from your quarry all the mines, you know, that stop, take everything up.
Mm.
That's what I had. Then on the end, I was doing nothing. That's when they laid us off.
No. Now, when did you get laid off here, or when did they close the 13?
13?
Yeah.
The strike, 68.
68, that was it.
You see, they were trying to close up a little bit. You take like number 6 off shoulder. Oh, they spent the money. We got a drift from number 6 coming to here. It was about a mile. We put all 60-pound rails in, nice and straight. You could see the light from each shaft. And then we went in about 700 feet south of that yet. And we just got the stope opened and shoots up. And we closed it. Copper up.
And that's it then. They left everything down there, all the rails.
Well, they took the motors out. I was gone then already. Because number 6, they were doing nothing no more. Number 6 only pumping water. And they had a timber gang in the shaft. And they were going to lay off some ship bosses. So I told the big shot, I said, "What? I'm going to be 65 New Year's Day." I said, "Why don't you lay me off?" Instead of lay somebody else off. I said, "I want to go." See, at that time, the ship boss and that, we had to pay in so much a month for pension. And you had to wait till June month to get it at that time. So no, he said, "You got to wait till June." I said, "I don't want to stay here no more." So finally then they got a hold of Chicago offer something. And I went February already. Let me go February then. Instead of lay somebody else up, lay me off.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I went February.
Then did they pay your
pension? But they paid it from here. They wouldn't pay from Chicago office. Because they had to pay from out of here.
Oh.
Yeah, I got it right away.
Yeah.
There's some more of my pictures. That one there.
Now, I was going to...
That's where they dumped them, skipped on.
Oh. Yeah. This is now down in the... Oh, this is going into... Okay.
You see that? Skip is hanging there in the carton.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, this makes... Yeah, these pictures make a lot more sense. Yeah.
Now, here's one up in the rock of dumping.
Now, this is at the surface.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right in the rock. That's where the mine looks. All holes all over the place.
What is this? Just the scraps of wood that are...
Yeah. This is the Mancarn Airport. I'll show you the picture down when they're building that. That's supposed to be here too. This one here. And another one. They just built that shaft up the airport. That's way out in the bush up there. Oh, here. Here this wasn't through yet.
Hmm.
Oops. Now, here's one I can show you about the drift. See? They go north and south. See, there's an Emco loader here. And here's what you call a jumbo drilling with a jumbo instead of a post.
That's called a jumbo?
Yeah, jumbo. And here's the number 13 dry, this dry house over here.
Oh.
It's a nice dry. That was down there. And here's that same thing you've seen in that other picture. With the Emco.
Yeah.
That's what they used them in the drift instead of years ago they used to shovel by hand.
Mm-hmm.
That's an air shovel.
Now this is looking straight down.
Yeah, the gala. Mm-hmm. Them, we took them. That's over number 6. Now here's what they used in the end. That's what they call a jackling. That's the new one. They don't have that big post or nothing
anymore.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And here's another picture where we're getting ready to go down with the divers that time.
Oh.
Well, I had a lot of more of them. I don't know where the hell they're all gone. And every month or every 2 months, I forget what it was now, if you went around without an injury or that, they'd give you prizes. That's one of them. They'd give you, you know, for safety, you know.
See.
Now this is the shaft. You see, you have one shaft here and one here, and in the middle is the lateral. There's the pipeline, and here's electric wires for the bell and lights.
Uh-huh.
These here mines got lights all over. But that's the way the shaft is, like that timber all over.
Yeah.
But the older conglomerates were worse than that.
Well, now this was the picture you're talking about, the shaft.
Hmm?
Now the 11th level would be about 1,100 feet.
Yeah, something like that. You just marked their 11th level. You know, there was a bunch of ground left over here under the carpenter shop and machine shop over here.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't touch that. They left it all there. But we were supposed to go up to the 11th level here and get that. That's why we're building a new plateau.
Oh, I see.
It's all worked out. But instead of doing the right thing, we had to take orders from the rest. Well, we started drift going in. Then they were able to see copper, they'd make us take it down. The bottom was all taken out, the top was all worked out. And we're drifting, we're supposed to go after this ground. Well, the blasting, they'd rob here, see a piece of copper there. one day we went down there, it was all caved in. Never touched that ground no more.
Mm.
We lost the shovel, an EMCO loader like that, all the hoses, all the jack links, all brand new stuff, lost everything.
Hmm.
We could never get in there.
Yeah. The whole thing would go, would have come down.
Everything come down. There's a guy here, something in the man car here, number 5 Tamarack.
Oh, here's some.
With he's dropping the cord down, see how far the water is down below.
Were there, I've heard, were there a lot of rats down in the, oh, in the mines?
Oh, yes, sir.
And the miners liked them to be around, or?
Oh, sure, they were doing a lot of killing. They used to eat all the garbage up, you know. And we did, wherever you go, we used to have old powder boxes where you do number 2, you know. They'd eat all that up. Then one time a fella took 2 down 80 level white ones, but they could never get along, they'd fight.
Really?
You know? Yeah, you'd be down there like in the mines here, like when you go for supper, you know. You'd lay down a little bit, you'd come on your feet, all the people who
Now, why'd the miners like them?
I don't know. If you had pork chop, you know, you'd get a pail of water. You put your, on the string, put the pork chop there, and you go in there, and you duck him in the water. He'd never leave go when he went to one of the.
Really?
Never leave go. But you weren't allowed to kill him.
Now, somebody said that they would, if there was a cave-in or something,
yeah,
if something was happening, they would come running out.
That's true, yeah, that's true. Yeah. When you've seen them running out, time
you
to go.
You knew it was time to go.
Yeah. Hmm. But they used to, you'd see some with one leg or something, their car run over them or something, you know. Then they'd die and stink.
Oh.
Yeah, the one that, there's one here that I've seen, small one, right, testing the water, how deep it is.
Now, does the, around here now, are there any cave-ins? Any problems with cave-ins?
Not so far. Hmm. No, like here, number 15 shaft where Dion lived there, they threw lots of junk in their old cars and everything. Number 12, when we finished this one, we went down about, well, let's say 100 feet. We put timbers across, all 10 by 10 timbers, then all rails across this one. We filled that right up in Poorock, in the Poorock fire there. And not just dumped it and went down and leveled it all off. And we were wondering why. But we never told them why.
Hmm.
The rest, they didn't do nothing. Well, there used to be cave-ins, but they used to keep filling them. But of course, there's a fence around them all now.
Yeah. But I mean, like, you don't have cave-ins with, like, on land, like where your house is,
oh,
and things
no,
like
no.
that. Like up in Ishpeming, they have a lot of that.
Oh, yeah. Well, here, we're like where we are here in Ramton, we got no mine under us here.
Oh.
There's no place here. It's all back that way.
So they didn't really, like Red Jacket, is that built on, are there mines under Red Jacket?
Oh yeah, Calumet. Number, see there's a lot of, there's number 2, number 4, number 2, 3, 4, and 5, Calumet. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's.
Are all under the city.
Yeah, under the city. Yeah.
Hmm. So if it ever starts caving in.
Yeah, but that's. But you figure 38 degrees, you know, when you go 38 degrees,
oh.
And how far out the, how you're that way, you know, you're not rough. You
yeah.
think like sweet down here, that's all mine all under there.
So
there's a block of ground left over here, number 8 shaft over here. We took it off from here. And when there was the blast, they hear it up there good.
Mm.
Let's see here. Let's see. That rock, I don't know. You know, when it comes in, it piles up. And
mm-hmm.
But the collars around you, they used to cave in, but they used to dump quick, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got the mining inspector, he walked pretty good. They get a big run someplace, they got lots of poor of it, dump poor of it.
Yeah.
They had to close one road, Masiolo over there. We used to go to the farming country. But it was solid down there. I don't know why, but they blocked the road up. They didn't do nothing with the road.
Now, is that the road that goes by Swedetown? Then goes
one
south?
Back over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one block there. You can't,
yeah,
you can't
go
that.
Beyond.
No.
But if you could, you'd go out
go
to
highway.
Boston and
yeah.
out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, it should.
Look for that one. The guys.